We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Catherine, welcome into the program.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, first of all, I understand that you did campaign. So, part of what Channel 4 reported there was not the case at all, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a native St. Louisan. I've lived here my whole life. I grew up in the Bevo Mill area. My family moved out to the county when I was in seventh grade. I had the pleasure of attending Lindbergh High School, and I've lived in the county ever since, other than when I was going to get my bachelor and master's degrees. And I've worked for some of St. Louis's finest companies in IT, service industry, construction, and I have business certifications, which I think I could leverage for the position.
Absolutely. So you know, you sent shockwaves through the community with your upset victory. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Were you surprised at the margin of victory at the very least?
It was surprising. I didn't really know what to expect. The decision was in the hands of the voters, and so we just hope for a really good election where they get to cast their vote for the candidate that they think will do the best job.
So I have to ask, though, I mean, what was your election strategy here? Somebody pointed out to me that you hadn't filed any Missouri Ethics Commission reports, which suggested that there had been no major fundraising effort, or those would have had to have been filed.
I filed as an exempt candidate. That was back in March. I've actually been on the ballot since the opening date of registration for the county executive. And I had a goal to not raise any money at all. In other words, $0. I won't be spending any money. I won't be accepting any donations. And my reason being that I really feel that this needs to be a grassroots effort, and I can do this through innovation, which I've been a director of innovation. I think we can work smarter, not harder. I think that there are opportunities. Money is not always the solution. And so based on talent and time, this is where I was looking at. And also my platform is very much echoing this. I stand for the Constitution of the United States of America, innovation, and common sense. And you'll see that on my website, www.kmpinner.com/vote. And that's where you can fill out the contact page. And if you want to volunteer for the campaign, I'll receive that, and we can leverage the talent in the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly a strategy that worked for you in the primary. In the general election, you're still, though, not planning any fundraising.
Correct.
Wow. So explain innovation to me then. Are you planning just to do this through social media and speeches?
There are a number of strategies we're going to leverage. I have various people that are sort of helping on the back end. And yeah, I would equate it to old-fashioned campaigning. This is the foundation of our system prior to very recent days. I mean, when you look at the history of the United States, how did originally people run for public office? What did they do in terms of representative government? They wanted the support of the people that they would be representing. And I think that is foundational to our country. I also, but by the grace of God go I, was divinely inspired to take this route. And so that's my conviction.
Interesting. So how would you govern differently than Sam Page? I mean, I got a little bit of PTSD when I realized that the Democratic Party, Democratic voters, went out and chose to reelect this guy over Jane Duker, who challenged him in the primary, even after he intentionally caused the shutdown of and the loss of thousands of jobs and dozens of businesses during the COVID pandemic.
I would say it is based on my platform, Constitution, innovation, common sense. I'm not too worried about the other people who are running, because I just focus on what my values are. And looking at the job description of the county executive, looking at the job description of the council members, looking at the job description for all of the employees that work for our county, that is where I would put my focus and doing the best job that I can. At the end of the day, I'm there to serve the public. And that's the other reason I'm not accepting donations, because I feel that when you do that, you start working for the special interest, the people who are funding you. And for my position, I really want to be that civil servant, the representative of the people of the county and the entire county, North County, West County, South County.
Yeah, that's certainly an unusual approach to it these days, given the amount of money to get spent on these campaigns. So, again, trying to get back to your platform here, pro-police, I mean, where do you come down on some of the crime problems in the community, and what would you do about it?
Well, crime is definitely an issue. I hear personal stories about these topics. It is definitely a growing concern throughout all of our counties, and we need to support our frontline responders. These are the people who are in our local community. I believe strongly in local law enforcement, municipal law enforcement. Who is going to show up when someone gets rear-ended in a traffic accident? The police are there. The firefighter is there. And so even for simple things like that, we need to support our frontline responders. These people have donated their time.
Yeah.
In their lives.
Well, you know, I want to get back to one other thing. Channel 4 went out and talked to Renee Artman, who runs the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee, and she said that she hadn't heard from you. Are you planning to work with the Republican Party in St. Louis County as you run?
Absolutely. In fact, my campaign received an endorsement from the Missouri Republican Assembly, and I am more than happy to connect with Renee again. I've been on the ballot since March, so we just haven't had the opportunity to connect. It was very uncertain with the primary, but certainly moving forward, I am a Republican. I'm on the Republican ticket, and of course, we're going to be working together.
Well, Catherine Penner, give people your website again if they want to go on there and find out more about you.
Certainly. It's www.kmpinner.com/vote.
Very good. And that's P-I-N-N-E-R is how your last name is spelled. Catherine, thanks for giving me some time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great day.
You bet. All right. Take care. Catherine Penner there, who upset Shamed Dogan, longtime state representative, certainly had the advantage in name recognition, and she beat him with 56% of the vote in the primary on Tuesday. So there you have it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.